This is Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. My columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. I write on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, the Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, as well as online at newsamericanetwork.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. I also write a weekly column published every Thursday for the Arab News at www.arabnews.com in Saudi Arabia and Jeddah. And I write news and feature articles for my websites at thearabdailynews.com and thedailyhookah.com. You can reach me anytime to share your opinions, your thoughts, your reactions by emailing me at rghanania@gmail.com. All my columns are archived at thedailyhookah.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Thank you for listening. Arab American Journalists Under Siege, May 3rd, 2017, in the Arab News at arabnews.com. Arab American journalism is under siege in America, not just from anti-Arab and anti-Muslim activists, but also from mainstream American journalists themselves. Mainstream American news media are the primary source of fueling rising anti-Arab discrimination and stereotypes in the United States. They have done everything to suppress Arab voices, barring them from media participation. Mainstream news media have fought to keep us as American Arab journalists out. Even when we do get inside, they fight to keep us silent. There were very few Arabs in American journalism when I pushed my way into the profession in 1976. The editor who hired me warned me about criticizing Israel, ordering me to, quote, keep your views on your side of the typewriter. Today, a dozen Arabs have risen to heights of professional journalism, but they have been forced to curb any criticism of Israel or promotion of Palestinian rights. It is unfair because journalists of any other ethnic and religious backgrounds are encouraged to write about their experience, their culture, and even their political beliefs. Not so for American Arabs. We are muzzled. We are bullied. We are vilified. We are marginalized. Every effort is made to keep Arabs out of the profession, especially those Arab American journalists who tend to focus on the bias and distorted reporting that defends Israel in this country. Here's a snapshot of the ongoing war by the journalism industry against Arab Americans. In 1999, after launching the National Arab American Journalists Association, NAJA, we organized a conference in Chicago that drew 300 attendees, including many young Arabs who wanted to pursue journalism as a career. The conference was covered by Mike Mansour, an award-winning Arab American journalist who worked as a reporter and anchor at the Chicago Tribune-owned TV station CLTV. After doing his report, he was called in by his bosses, including one very pro-Israel activist, and was fired. In 2007, the Society of Professional Journalists president at the time, Christine Tatum, invited NAJA to establish an Arab American journalism section called Al-Sahafiyin. It was the first of several special sections the SPJ was creating to address its ethnic membership. SPJ's Al-Sahafiyin translated the SPJ Code of Ethics into Arabic, outlined plans to encourage Arab American journalists to join, and it launched a blog called Al-Sahafiyin, where issues facing Arab American journalists could be addressed. President for 1 year, Tatum left a strong mark on professional journalism. She had the courage to expose journalism's hypocrisies. She listed numerous ethical lapses of other professional journalists that same year in a column she wrote, which angered many journalists who love to criticize others but hate to be criticized themselves. Al-Sahafiyin was put under review by Tatum's successor,
when Iraqi journalist Muntadhar al-Zaidi threw his shoe at President George Bush during a press conference on December 14, 2008. After conferring with many Arab American journalists, al-Sahafiyin felt the need to explain al-Zaidi's actions, defending the principle of the protest. They noted it was an Arab tradition to throw shoes. Even American soldiers celebrated when they pulled down Saddam Hussein's statue in Firdaus Square in downtown Baghdad on April 9, 2003, in a hail of thrown shoes. The blog post was ordered removed, deemed inappropriate by the SPJ. So much for free speech. His next two successors, including the SPJ's first ever Israeli president, went further, closing al-Sahafiyin in 2010 and the entire section without any discussion with SPJ's Arab members. 2010 was a bad year for Arab American journalism, which was now under all-out assault. On May 27, 2010, a pro-Israel rabbi confronted Helen Thomas, whose coverage of the White House dated back to the 1950s, to the administration of President Dwight D. Eisenhower. He asked her about Israel. One of the toughest women in journalism, Thomas was fearless in confronting the double standards of American presidents and their failure to speak out about Israel's atrocities. Thomas often asked about Israel's brutality against the Palestinian civilians and Israel's nuclear weapons arsenal at White House press conferences, while other journalists squirmed uncomfortably or with ridicule. No wonder pro-Israel activists hated her. When Thomas responded to the rabbi that Israel should get out of Palestine, meaning end the occupation, her critics turned it into anti-Semitism. The Hearst newspapers, her employers, forced her to resign. In December, the SPJ board, headed by the same Israeli president, retired the SPJ's prestigious Helen Thomas Lifetime Achievement Award, which was established in 2000. The SPJ said it was the result of other opinions Thomas expressed, including that Israel, quote, controls the Congress, the White House, and Hollywood. The meaning of Thomas's statement was clear to Arab Americans, that pro-Israel activists and interests block support for Palestinian issues and produce hateful movies that exaggerate racist Arab stereotypes. SPJ's core principle is to defend free speech. But in America, free speech is not free when it involves criticism of Israel. In July 2010, CNN fired Octavia Nasser after she tweeted praise for a Hezbollah leader, Mohammed Hossein Fadlallah. Nasser was referring to Fadlallah's progressive efforts to defend women's rights in Iran, but her free speech had a cost too. In July 2014, Palestinian-Israeli journalist Rula Jibril was fired by MSNBC for protesting the major American network's one-sided coverage of Israel's siege of the Gaza Strip. She noted that Israeli officials were interviewed repeatedly by MSNBC during Israel's brutal assault on the Gaza Strip, but never invited Palestinians to give them equal time. Jibril said she protested network bias many times, but was rebuffed because she was Palestinian. These are just some of the highlights of America's war against Arab American journalists and free speech involving criticism of Israel's government. Arab American journalists are on the front lines fighting for Arab rights in America. It is not possible for the Arab world to make any headway in America without the support of this small but important segment of American society. I hope journalists in the Arab world would take the time to recognize the struggle of Arab American journalists and make our cause a major part of their agendas. We can make a difference when we insist that America's mainstream media must be professional and fair in reporting on Israel, Palestine, and the Arab world. We are not asking that Americans be biased in favor of Palestine and the Arabs. We are asking them to stop being biased in favor of Israel and start to be fair, professional, and objective. I'm Ray Hanania.
This is Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. My columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. I write on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, as well as online at newsamericannetwork.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. I also write a weekly column published every Thursday for the Arab News at www.arabnews.com in Saudi Arabia and Jeddah. And I write news and feature articles for my websites at thearabdailynews.com and thedailyhookah.com. You can reach me anytime to share your opinions, your thoughts, your reactions by emailing me at rghanania@gmail.com. All my columns are archived at thedailyhookah.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Thank you for listening.